This is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and for the next hour, I'll be taking you back to the 1980s, as I do every Friday night at 10 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. As usual, we've got the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, the 80s hair metal band of the week in store for you. And of course, everyone's favorite trivia game, the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. Prior to 1986, Yellow had moderate success on the US dance chart, but 35 years ago today, this movie featured their single, Oh Yeah, and gave Yellow their only hit on the US Hot 100. Name the movie. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Despite the number of great songs that appear in that film, director John Hughes didn't feel that they would fit well together on an album, so no soundtrack was released until 2016. And speaking of classic films from the 80s, E.T. the Extraterrestrial was also released on this day in 1982. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s related news throughout the week. Going to start the show with a mini tribute to Ferris Bueller's Day Off, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT, California. Less than 100 were made. My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion.
It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
So, Ferris, what are you talking about?
More beautiful.
Ferris, my father loves this car more than life itself.
A man with priorities so far out of whack doesn't deserve such a fine automobile.
Oh,
Incredible. One of the worst performances of my career, and they never doubted it for a second. How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this? This is my ninth sick day this semester. It's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. If I go for 10, I'm probably gonna have to barf up a lung. So I better make this one count. The key to faking out the parents is the clammy hands. It's a good non-specific symptom. I'm a big believer in it. A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a dead lock. But you get a nervous mother, you could wind up in a doctor's office. That's worse than school. You fake a stomach cramp, and when you're bent over, moaning and wailing, you lick your palms. It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. I do have a test today. That wasn't bull. It's on European socialism. I mean, really, what's the point? I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They could be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car. I recall Central Park in fall. How you saw your dress. What a mess, I confess. Not that I condone fascism, or any ism for that matter. Isms, in my opinion, are not good. A person should not believe in an ism. He should believe in himself. I quote John Lennon, "I don't believe in Beatles, I just believe in me." A good point there. After all, he was the walrus. I could be the walrus. I'd still have to bum rides off of people.
Shoot it up. Adamowski, Adamson,
here.
Adler,
here.
Anderson,
here.
Bueller.
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We started the first set of tonight's show with a small tribute to the 80s classic comedy movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is celebrating the 35th anniversary of its release tonight. First up was the Austrian duo Yellow and their biggest US hit, Oh Yeah. That's originally from their 1985 album Stella. Sig Sig Sputnik followed with Love Missile F-111 from their 1986 debut Flaunt It. And closing out the set was the British electronic duo The Flower Pot Men and their single Beat City, also from 1986. I mentioned at the start of the show that director John Hughes had never wanted to release the soundtrack to Ferris Bueller's Day Off because he didn't think the songs worked well together on one continuous album. But Hughes did release a 45 that was given out at screenings of the film. The 7-inch contained two songs from the movie that Hughes owned the rights to. One was the Flower Pot Men's Beat City, and the B-side was from another British new wave band, The Blue Room, and their track, I'm Afraid. Music from Blue Room appeared in a number of other films by Hughes, including Some Kind of Wonderful and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Thankfully, the heat wave we've been through last week in the greater Boston area has lifted, but there were a number of times last week I bet I wasn't the only one who wanted to strip.
It's at times like this, the great heaven knows, that we wish we had not so many clothes. So let's loosen up with a playful tease, like all lovers did through the centuries.
Which is following ancient history. Getting in the way. If a pretty dress hides your true desire, fold it nice and slow.
gazing down on you. Are no substitute for a rendezvous.
Don't let Fighting for the promises.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and I hope you're enjoying tonight's look back at the 80s. In the last set, we heard Strip from Adamant's 1983 release of the same name. Next up was a one-hit wonder from Prism. We heard the track Don't Let Him Know, a number one hit on the U.S. mainstream rock chart back in 1981. Industry gave us State of the Nation from 1983. Also in the category of one-hit wonders, we heard from Marilyn. Marilyn wasn't very successful here in the U.S., but if you're a British expat, you may remember him as the gender-bending friend of Boy George prior to Boy George's Culture Club days. Marilyn was moderately successful there with his number four UK hit, Calling Your Name, from 1983, which is what we listened to. Speaking of 1983, Naked Eyes gave us Promises, Promises from their self-titled debut. It was self-titled here in the US and Canada, but elsewhere it was released as Burning Bridges. And that's going out to Naked Eyes frontman Pete Byrne, who celebrated his 67th birthday last Wednesday. I've got the 80s hair metal band of the week coming up in the last set, so stick around. In the meantime, let's go back to 1984 for the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Contact like Eminem candy, warm up in your hand to be a real loud lover.
chicken, toast on the top, 5 gallons of juice, and that was just for breakfast when I started getting loose.
Ha ha ha. minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. for another look back at the 80s. If you have any 80s music requests, please feel free to drop me an email at squidpodradio@gmail.com. I will do my best to get them on the air for you if I feel they fit the Squid Pod format. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at squidpodradio. We've got time for one last number, but let's chat about what we've been listening to. We started the last set off with the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, Fat Boys. We heard their self-titled track from their self-titled 1984 debut. A Flock of Seagulls followed with Modern Love is Automatic from their self-titled 1982 debut. Squeeze gave us a Big Bang from their 1978 debut, UK Squeeze, also known as just Squeeze outside of the US. The 80s hair metal band of the week was Kix. We heard Atomic Bombs from 1981. And the Buzzcocks finished the set with Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have from their debut Love Bites from 1978. Have a great weekend, everyone. And remember, stay safe, get the vaccine, and keep wearing those masks if you're out and about. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.